الصلاة والسلام على أشرف النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم وسلم كثيرا أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد إلهي مشتاق بسم الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله we've passed through about half of this month of Shawwal with Alhamdulillah Allah keep us and the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with afiyah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-'afwa wa al-'afiyah fi dunya wa al-akhirah. If you remember when I was teaching du'as, and du'a which the surah when du'as are accepted between azan and iqamah, du'as are accepted like the way du'as are accepted after salah. So when what du'a Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ask for afiyah in dunya and akhirah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-'afwa wa al-'afiyah. اللهم يا نسألك العافية في الدنيا والآخرة. This is a big thing. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. And for us, for the whole Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, wherever our career is. So we were, this book here, Namazi Masnoon, this book that I'm reading from, this is a book that was, when I started Imamat about 24 years ago, my friend Mufti Khalid Hassan Siddiqui, their father, Arslan Bhai Siddiqui, he was, mashallah, a great collection of books. When I started Imam 24 years ago, he gave me this book to read, and then he gave it to me, actually. Masnoon Namaz, Namazi Masnoon, by Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Shafi Abdul Hamid Sawati, who was a student of Sheikh Al Islam, the Sheikh Hussein Ahmed Mantni. And whose tafsir, Shaykh Ibn Sawati, tafsir in Urdu is very, very popular. Even the Musnad Ahmad that we have there, three volumes, the Urdu translation and commentary, that's his. So this book is very, very comprehensive. But obviously, it's with all ahadith from concerning everything about salah. You know what? Namazi Masnoon. If I say namaz, and before in Canada, when a speaker speaks and he says namaz, in South Africa they speak the best mashallah English and they articulate and they're very fluent and eloquent they have in their English mashallah. They use the word namaz still in their talks, namaz. Who understands namaz? Put your hands up. You understand namaz? That's it? Salah. Okay. But you know namaz, namaz was somebody there on a whole bayan and afterwards an Arab or somebody comes and says, what was namaz? What was namaz? He said, salah. And I was just thinking right now, where did namaz come, what's the origin of it? And I would like to ask, my Shaykh, Nawrullah Makhlu, was very amazing at that origin of words, where they come from. When he was talking about kafni, the shorter type of kurta jubbas that the Gujaratis and they wear. He said, what a lovely name they give it. Kafan, kafan, kafani, my kafan. My kafan. So namaz, I don't know where it comes from. I don't know the origin. But namaz means salah. Namazi Masnoon means the sunnah salah. So the everything concerning salah. Any Muslim, and it's got Maslama says, and it's got the hadith with dalail. But obviously, because it's a Hanafi, it's going to be in the Hanafi. So I'm narrating from here. Like I said, the four rakats after Zawal, which is another four rakat besides the four sunnah. This is a mafqood, a matruk sunnah, that people don't even know that there is another four rakat after Zawal, which is not the sunnah of Dhuhr Salah, which Rasulullah used to read regularly. In fact, this last week when we read the hadith, I was surprised because I thought that subhanAllah, even though after in the Maghrib Sunnah, it's my habit to read the four quls, in Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun Qul Huwallah, and then there are the two quls of Qul Nas, and then Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Tabarak. something like that in the six rakats. But I just found out last week when I was reading this hadith, that like the way in Fajr Sunnah, in Maghrib Sunnah too, قُلْ يَا يُكَافِرٌ قُلْهُ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ is there. For Ihram, when Rasulullah used to wear Ihram, he used to read قُلْ يَا يُكَافِرٌ قُلْهُ اللَّهُ. When a person does Salat al-Safar, two rakats, قُلْ يَا يُكَافِرٌ قُلْهُ اللَّهُ, in the two rakats. قُلْ يَا يُكَافِرٌ قُلْهُ اللَّهُ. And in the hadith where Rasulullah read in the Fajr Sunnah, the Sahabi said, I saw over a month Rasulullah in the whole, he kept on reading قُلْ يَا يُكَافِرٌ قُلْهُ اللَّهُ in the Sunnah, in the two rakat Sunnah, before Fajr. So even after Maghrib Sunnah. So those, we talked about the 12 throughout the day, which we all, alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, people sometimes they say, you know, fast. And a sahabi once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I just converted, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, what are the faraiz of Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I take it all, I will not increase on this, I will not decrease. Exactly, I will follow this. Rasulullah said, if he said what he said, he lives up to it, he's Jannah. Understand? If he does not increase, and he does not decrease anything upon this. But the whole issue is that a person does not decrease his a'mal by doing sins. Sins, because our sins will go against us. Allah protect. So this, people sometimes think that nawafil and extra, everybody should do a lot of extra. Because the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, awwal, the first thing which Allah will take account on the day of judgment is salah. And he will tell the angels, look at his salah. And when he has any deficiency, any shortcoming in his salah, then Allah will say, see, besides his compulsory false salah, does he have any non-obligatory salah to his records that will take up the shortcomings, the deficiency in his faraid? And then Rasulullah says, likewise, all his ibadah will be according to that. Like Allah will say, look at his faraz hajj, look at his faraz zakat, look at his faraz siyam, right? Ramadan. Does he have the shawwal? Does he have Monday and Thursday? Does he have anything extra if there's any deficiency? Remember. And we can, deficiency could be, you know, maybe a salat, maybe Allah may not even accept. Or maybe it's off our head in that sense that it's off our head, but no reward because no khushu wa khudu, and not against and against the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have an abundance of nawafil. Abundance. And remember these nawafil and these things, if we look at every single of the salaf, read about their night ibadah, and you will see what type of ibadah they done. Every single of the salaf. Then you think, subhanAllah, all day, night, the amount of work of deen that they've done, today their names are still living. Imam Abu Hanifa we talked about, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad. Imam Ahmad, over 300 rakats he used to read daily. Imam Shafi, Imam Abu Hanifa never used to sleep at night. He used to finish one Quran every night, and two in Ramadan. And Imam Malik, subhanAllah, every single one. Imam Bukhari, Imam, every single one. Any of the salaf. Look at the ibadah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, look at his ibadah. Anybody's ibadah, look at their ibadah. They had so much, they did so much, besides the khimmat of deen. So that, what does that teach us? That ibadah, a person should try his best, but remember, ibadah could also give ujb in the person. The shaytan's ibadah and Iblis's ibadah was such that nobody could compare. But don't let that even deceive you. Okay, now I will not do ibadah because why? Iblis had so much ibadah, but where did it take him? Because why? A person just cries that Allah accepts from us. Allah accepts and Allah give us what? The first, straight after Ramadan, the first talk I talked about, Istiqamah. That is the most important thing, the steadfastness upon all things. So the sunnah of Asr we read two. So you can read four or two before Asr. Before Maghrib two, we read that Rasulullah said, whoever wants to read. After Wudu, عن أبي هريرة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لبلال عند صلاة الفجر يا بلال حدثني بأرجع عمل عملته في الإسلام فإني سمعت دفن عليك بين يدي في الجنة قال ما عملت عملا أرجع عندي أني لم أتاهر ظهورا في ساعة ليلة ونهار فرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Hazrat Bilal رضي الله تعالى عنه right at the time of صلاة الفجر that tell me about Tell me about amal that you have some great expectation about in Islam that you do, because I heard your footsteps in Jannah. What did you do? What's your amazing ibadah? Your footsteps are bang bang, so great is your ibadah that your footsteps are there in Jannah. So he said, well, what do I have is that whenever I do a taharat and I do wudu, I read whatever is written for me. Two rakah, four rakah, whatever is written, I read two rakahs. So the ulama, they say, a person after wudu, he can read two rakahs. At home, when you do wudu, straight after wudu, read two rakahs. Before you go to sleep, you do wudu because it's sunnah and you should sleep with taharat, then read two rakahs of wudu. In our subcontinent, we say tahiyyatul wudu. Like we say tahiyyatul masjid. Then there's two rakats for here, this hadith. Anabi Qutada sallam, anna Rasulullah sallam, idha dakhala ahadukum min masjid, falyarka' rak'atayn. When any of you enters the masjid, then he should read two rakats. Falyarka'. And falyarka' rak'atayn qabla an yajlisa, in some narrations, before you sit. Or fala yajlis hatta yusalli rak'atayn. Don't sit until you read the two rakats. So whenever you enter the masjid, you should read two rakats of Tahiyya Masjid, unless obviously if you're in the Hanafi Mazhab and you read Asr Salat in Medina Masjid and then you came to Masjid Taqwa after Asr, then you would not read, because after Asr we're not allowed to read any Nafil Salat. Or you read your two rakat Sunnah of Fajr at home, then you will not read two rakat Tahiyyatul Masjid here, right? Because after Fajr time starts, there's only proven that Rasulullah when he read the two Sunnah of Fajr, nothing besides that. In fact, there's prohibition to read at that time. But the Shawafi and other Mazahibs, they will use these hadith. Iza dakhalat, now that you enter. And we'll use Nahad. We'll use those hadiths which prohibit. And they will use hadiths which command. And you can only use one at a time. You can't say, now today I'm feeling like I want to read, and then tomorrow I don't feel like to read. So today I'm a Hanafi, tomorrow I'm a Shafi. That's nafs, ego. That's why it's nothing of that sort. And upon usul, because sometimes the nahi, prohibition, or sometimes the command. The command, so here. So they take this, the command, to be there. And the anaf, they say, salat is a ibadat. Ibadat is permissible at all times. But when Allah and His Rasul stop you, you cannot do. Fasting is permissible at all times. But when Allah and His Rasul said you cannot fast, the 5 days, you cannot fast. So the Hanafi say that. The salat, you can pray all day. But when Rasul said you can't. The Shawafi, they say, but look, Iza, you came whenever you entered masjid. So everything is right. But I'm just telling you to grow you in knowledge. Never ever go up to people, this is wrong. Understand? Because we don't have the knowledge to understand that maybe he's right. Because he has some of the dalail. Then Ishraq. Ishraq. Anas ibn Malik qala Rasulullah, man salla subha fi jama'atin thumma qa'ada yadhkuru Allah hatta tatna'u ash-shams thumma salla rak'atayn kana lahu ka'ajri hajjatin wa umratin. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Subhanallah. Al-Tirmidhi, Al-Tirmidhi. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla subah, person who reads the salatul subah, the fajr salah. With what? Jama'at. So jama'at is a condition. Thumma qa'ada. Then he sits, remembering Allah. In some narrations, Rasulullah used to say tarabba'in. Tarabba'in means, you know, we say, Charzano, Palantivar. Palanti in Gujarati, Charzano in Urdu, and Tawabun like this, like Brother Yasir and Brother Ali Singh. That's the sunnah way to sit in after Fajr Salah. Rasulullah says some narration. But you can say anyhow, but this is one in some narration, Rasulullah sit like this. And there until the sun rises. But not straight when the sun is rising, because we're prohibited to read Salah when sun is rising, sun is setting. So after the sun has risen nicely, in the ulama, they say about 10, 12 minutes. I used to see my father-in-law, Hazrat Shaykh Abdullah Rahim Mawlana, Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim said, Nawrallahu Makadhu, my father-in-law, Nawrallahu Makadhu. He used to just, he would just look out the window like this here from Taqwa, he'll look at the sky, and maybe sometimes 10, 11 minutes after, he would read his Salatul Ishraq. Because why? Eyewitness is the thing. So at least 10 to 12 minutes, give it, and 15, 20 minutes, so that's all right, two, a person reads two rakats. And what's the reward? Full. Hajj and Umrah. Yeah, so I was the other day after Salat, I was there with a friend. Then I go, now I'm going to do double Hajj Umrah. I'm going to do a double Hajj right now. So I went into my mother's room, I looked at her sleeping with love. Then I went to my dad's room and I looked at him with love, sleeping. And then I read two rakats. So I told him on Wednesday when I was there. So I said, whenever an obedient son looks at his mother and father, with love, affectionate. Because that's the father who earned from me. That's the mother's stomach who I came out from. Allahu Akbar. She's 80 years old now. This father's 85 years old. Allahu Akbar. This is, but through them I have everything. Allahu Akbar. And he looks with so much love and affectionate. For every look, he gets the reward of maqbool, mabroor, hajj, accepted hajj. The sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, what happens if somebody looks 100 times? So he said, Allahu Akbar wa atyab. Allah is great, much more clean and much more pure and much more greater than that. That Allah will give you even more. So look, can we go to Hajj and Umrah right now? Allah take us, it's the month of Hajj. Shawwal, Zulhijjah, Zulqa'dah is the month of Hajj. So do this Hajj every day, read two rakats. Inshallah, everybody will do it. Everybody will try to read this two rakats. Right. And if you, obviously, if you've gone to work, the days you've gone to work, and you know, if you had the niyat, you can't. And alhamdulillah, for Saras, and whenever you're here, try to read it, inshallah. Allah may bless you. Then there's more hadith. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا صلى الفجر جلس في مصلاه حتى تطلع الشمس حسنا. The Rasul used to sit in his musalla until the sun has risen good. Yeah, obviously, if a person has to go wake up his wife and his children for Fajr Salat, then he goes home, that's alright. But otherwise, if you can sit, you try to sit in your musalla. If you can't, then at least read it at home. But read the two rakats, inshallah. At least two rakats. You can read up to four rakats, because here, ثُمَّ زَفَرَ عَزَّ وَجُوهَ حَتَّى تَلَى الشَّمْسُ ثُمَّ صَلَّى رَكْعَتَيْنِ أَوْ أَرْبَعَ رَكْعَتِينَ لَمْ تَمُسْ. So here, a person, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, يقول من صلى الغداء ثم ذكر الله. A person who read the Fajr Salat, you remember Allah until the sun has risen. Then, and he read two rakats or four rakats, and then the fire of hell will not touch his skin. لَمْ تَمَسْ جِلَّهُ النَّارُ. Understand? So, four rakats too you can read, understand? So inshallah we'll try to read these, and we'll try to get more of our account of the hereafter. Allah enable us to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. And whenever we read salat and after salat too, remember to make dua. And when you make dua for the ummah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even after nafil salat too, because salat literally means dua. And that's a way of asking Allah. Istainu bis sabri wa salat. By salat. So whenever you need to read the hajjud at that time, at the last of the night, make dua for the ummah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for all of us. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah.